We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The big show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello to you, and how do you do, America? Great to be back with you here from the beautiful upstate of South Carolina. I am Rob Brown. Lonzo, back in the network studio, pushing the buttons, switching the switches, making the show sound as good as it does every single day. We appreciate you hanging out with us and hope that you're having a beautiful Thursday thus far. We have a jam-packed, busy show for you today. We have got coming up at 12:35, the great Dallas J, goaltender for your Greenville Triumph, will be joining us here on the show. They picked up a 2-1 win yesterday over North Carolina FC. A phenomenal game, a slow start for the Triumph, but able to turn it around and get back right on the winning column. But it got a little ugly after the match was over. We're going to talk about that coming up in a little while at 1 o'clock. Rashad Beard from the Panther Nation podcast is going to join us. I have got a list of under-the-radar Panthers players that I am very intrigued by. A list of under-the-radar Panther players that I think may play a pivotal role in this campaign for the team based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll talk to Rashad at 1 o'clock. And then it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Coming up at 2:20, your home for combat sports. Lonzo's Fight Club will take place, so make sure you're around at 2:20 for that segment on a Thursday. It is going to be a jam packed day. Before we get started, back in the network studio, the great one, hashtag dadkicks, the pinnacle of professionalism, the content cash cow, the alpha and the omega of ESPN Upstate, the conductor of the symphony of sound that is the Rob Brown Show. Lonzo, rocking the new day tie-dye today. What do you say, Zoe? How we doing, pal?
I don't know if the shirt's making me feel really positive, but looking outside at the beautiful day, it's a good day to be alive.
The power of positivity, my man. The power of positivity is real. And we are bringing it today. Today's going to be a good day on the show, Lonzo. It's an upbeat show. This week, for whatever reason, it's like every day this week, we've had some sort of massive, like serious conversation that we've had to dive into that's taken a bit of the light side out of the show. Not today, man. Not today. It's a good day today. We're going to have a little fun on the broadcast. And we're glad you all joined us for the ride. For the person who has already asked why I do not have the Rob Brown Show flag hung, for those of you watching on the live stream, which, by the way, our target destination for the live stream, we have added to our target destination the ESPN Upstate Twitter handle. So now you can go to twitter.com/ESPN Upstate. Took a little work to get that done, but twitter.com/ESPN Upstate, and you can actually watch the stream live from there. You can see the gloriousness that is Lonzo live and in living, very multicolor today on the show. So go to twitter.com/ESPN Upstate and join us on the live stream. Chat with Zoe and I behind the scenes. Help us pick content. See how the show actually goes by going to twitter.com/ESPN Upstate or facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. Both of those are available for you. Ben, Steven, already in the chat, want the rest of you guys to join us as well. We've got a busy day on the show today, Zoe. So because I've got a ton of items on the lunch breakdown today, we got to dive straight away into it today. The lunch breakdown of three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. These things will be the scuttlebutt around the lunch table today. Here are the things that you will need to know. We start with item number one. The U.S. Open is officially open for business. Now, we have a very, very late start to the day today on day number one because there was a full marine layer of fog laid down around Torrey Pines. They were unable to get the first groups off. They were supposed to go out very early this morning, around 6:45 a.m., but unfortunately, due to that fog, they had to push it back until much later in the morning. First groups went out about 15 minutes before we went on air, so we do have quite the delay in our regular U.S. Open scheduling. Not a lot of big names out on the course so far today, but we do have a couple of players that are already done with the first 25% of the course. Grayson Sig, Patrick Rogers, and Matthew Wolf are your leaders right now, all at one under. Grayson through four, Rogers through two, Matthew Wolf one under through run so far. Some of the other names on the course right now: Eduardo Molinari right now is even through four. Fabian Gomez even through three. Our first amateur on the course, Pearson Cody, is at even through a pair. Tommy Fleetwood is even, making the first hole an even start. Out there with them right now, Harris English is one over through one, and that's pretty much the names. We are waiting on, just about to get started, Francesco Molinari. Heinrich Stenson is going out at really any minute now. Now, our times are kind of thrown off right now because of the marine layer fog that wrapped around Torrey Pines this morning. Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, and Brooks Koepka are your first superstar trio set to go out this morning. They will be teeing off here probably in the next handful of minutes. Victor Hovland will go out in the group after them. Same with Billy Horschel, Matt Kuchar. Webb Simpson is going out after that. A few minutes later, Xander Schauffele, Phil Mickelson, Tony Finau, Abraham Anser will join them. And we'll keep an eye on that scoreboard throughout the show. We will not be anywhere close to the end of the first round when when we get off the air because of how late. Initially, the last groups to go out were slated to go out at 4:12 p.m. We will see if they stick to those time periods or if things have to be pushed up. There is a small chance that we may very much see some of the guys who go out last ending up having to suspend their round midway through and end up playing the end of their first round tomorrow on the show. But we will keep an eye on it for you as the U.S. Open plays out throughout the day today. Again, marine layer of fog earlier in the day ended up creating a situation where we got pushed very, very late into the day. So we are way, way off the tee times that we ordinarily would see popping up on the first day of a major. That being said, they are off. They are out there at Torrey Pines, and we'll keep an eye on that for you as the day rolls on. Item number two on your lunch breakdown today: if you did not think that Rob Brind'Amour was the guy, the Carolina Hurricanes are here to tell you otherwise. Rod Brind'Amour has a new contract. He will stay on the bench for the Canes for three additional seasons. There was a press conference earlier this morning. Hurricanes general manager Don Waddle announced that Brind'Amour has agreed to a three-year contract extension. Brind'Amour said, quote, "It was just a matter of time." Brind'Amour is a finalist for the NHL's Jack Adams Award, which goes to the league coach of the year, along with Florida's Joel Quenneville and Minnesota's Dean Evason. He led the Hurricanes to the playoffs in each of his 3 years as their head coach, including a Central Division championship this season. That was the team's first division title since their 2006 Stanley Cup championship season, making $600K a season over the last three, made him one of the NHL's lowest paid head coaches, but it was time to get that fixed. Gerard Gallant, hired as the New York Rangers head coach on Wednesday, will make $3.5 million a year on his 4-year deal. We are waiting on the terms to be announced. About this expansion, but you can bet that Rob Brindamore is going to be way more towards Gallant than me on the pay scale when it is all said and done. So Rod Brindamore, 3 more years added on to his contract. And finally, what a day yesterday was in the NBA. We start Atlanta v. Philadelphia. Last night, the Atlanta Hawks, though, were down 26 points to the Philadelphia 76ers. Remember, in game 4 back in the ATL, they drew level a 2-2 series between Philly and Hotlanta. They went back to Philly for game 5. Philly jumped up 26 points, but Atlanta dropped a 40 spot on them in the end, in the fourth quarter, and that was enough to overcome the 76ers, and the Atlanta Hawks have pushed Philly now to the brink of elimination, and Game 6 is back in Hotlanta, a place that had the roof coming off of it back on Monday, the last time these two teams got together in Atlanta. You can bet the Hawks fans are going to be loud in this one. So the question now is this: was that Atlanta making themselves into a crowd favorite, or was it a complete letdown by the Philadelphia Phillies? I want to give you the last 30 seconds of that game audio from last night, and you tell me, based on the Philly crowd reaction, if they believe that this was Atlanta putting together a spectacular game, or if this was the 76ers completely collapsing.
Korkmaz got a man in the air. He missed it. Clock ticks. Curry, that one's good. 0.1 on the clock. And this is going to be an Atlanta victory in Game 5. What a comeback and what a collapse by the Sixers. 109-106. The Atlanta Hawks now lead 3-2 in this best of 7 second round playoff series.
Hey, Zoe, based on the volume of the Phillies fans, based on the volume of the 76ers fans there, how you think they felt about their team, amigo?
They seem to be somewhat unhappy.
Relatively, I would say that is an accurate take. Well, Charles Barkley, my man, my dog. Man, I want Charles Barkley to get himself a TV show on an uncensored, unscripted network because I love this guy. Listen to what Chuck Barkley had to say about that game.
This was a complete choke job. You don't be up 26 in a must-win game.
Did they just stop playing? Did they just stop doing what had gotten them there?
I'm not even... Listen, first of all, you gave up 40 points in the last quarter. You're up 26. First of all, you should have been mad from the last game when you gave up the 18-point lead. You come home, you play, you're fantastic, you get up 26. But the problem, Ernie, is they brag about how good they are defensively. Talking about, well, I should be the defensive player of the year. I should be the defensive player of the year. I'm like, yo, man, you gave up 40 at home in a playoff game. They just choked that away. I could get here and say Lou Williams was fantastic and Gallinari was fantastic to get him back in the game. And then Trey finished it off. But that was – I really want to fly to Philly and just listen to the radio tomorrow on my off day. Because, man, let me tell you something. They deserve to get roasted.
Chuck, I really want to fly to Philly tomorrow and just listen to the radio, because I can't imagine what Philly sports radio sounds like today.
I'm sure that most of those stations are online and you wouldn't have to fly there. But if you have the capabilities, maybe it makes it sound better if you fly there.
Yeah, I'd like to be a spot in my life where I'm like, hey, I'd like to listen to the radio in Philly today. Get the jet ready, you know? That's not a bad spot. But he's got a point, man. He's got a point. All year, Philly fans, oh, yeah, we're the defense of the year. Embiid, Simmons, I mean, these guys, we're the best defense. 40 points in the fourth quarter to an unheralded Atlanta team that now got you on the ropes. Got you on the ropes. But that wasn't the only thing that happened last night. Last night, he finally became PG, playoff P. Paul George decided without Kawhi that it was time to do it. It was time to put the Clips on his back, and he did it. Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely with a sprained knee. Paul George said, I don't need him. In front of a hostile crowd that taunted his every move, Paul George, 37 points, a playoff career high, 16 boards, and 5 assists as the Clips pull out a 119-111 win over the Jazz in a pivotal game 5 before over 18,000 in Salt Lake City. The Clippers take a 3-2 series lead and head back to Staples Center where they can win at home. George said, quote, it was no secret. I knew I had to be big tonight and got to be big going forward, end quote. After the game, George was asked if this is what he meant when he called himself Playoff P, the nickname he coined for himself to much criticism before Oklahoma City faced Utah in the 2018 season and he collapsed. He said, sure, end quote, and then smiled. Last night, Paul George joined Brooklyn's Kevin Durant as the only players to have at least 35 points, 15 boards, and 5 assists in a game this postseason. And now Paul George has taken the Clippers to just one win away from reaching the franchise's first ever Western Conference Finals for the second straight postseason. And he did it without Kawhi. I'm not a big Paul George guy, though, but man, him, Trey, and we'll wait to see what happens with the other guy, CP3, this playoffs. If the NBA genuinely is trying to prop up superstars to carry the product, this playoff postseason is generating a few of them.
Not ready to allow that moniker to stick until he can do that for more than one game. He's been a good player for a long time, but not as great as he's been made out to be. And maybe he just needs to not be in the shadow of a better player to stand out. And we'll see what he can do in the end. This is an interesting playoff because other than Brooklyn, there's not really front runners, are there? I mean, the star-laden team that you believe is going to win everything, if Brooklyn were to go out, it definitely would be really, really interesting.
I mean, Phoenix, maybe. Like Phoenix, really? Maybe. Yeah,
really,
I mean, they swept the Nuggets. They swept out the league MVP. Devin Booker is a star. I've argued that for a couple of years. And Chris Paul at 36. Again, we're waiting to see what the next step is with him and the COVID protocol.
Okay, what I'm talking about is people who are casual fans look at a team and know, like, 3 to 4 stars on the team. There, some of these teams, it's not like that. And I find that refreshing, actually.
That's fair. We'll see what Brooktown does moving forward. And the Clippers. I mean, if Kawhi Leonard comes back, Kawhi and Paul George together, I mean, I would argue they're probably second tier behind the Nets, but not by much. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us on the Ingles Market text line at 71307. Got to take a quick break, quick segment when we come back. And then at 1235, Dallas J, goalkeeper for your Greenville Triumph, will join us right here on the Rob Brown Show to talk about that Triumph 2-1 win over North Carolina FC yesterday. We're back after this on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob Lonzo. You be a part of the show at 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN. Text us on the Ingles Market text line at 71307. Dallas J, goalkeeper for the Greenville Triumph, will join us coming up in the next segment of the show. So make sure you are here for that. Going to be a great interview. Dallas, if you did not hear the story yet, Dallas J quite literally had to fly around the world in order to rejoin the Triumph for their Sunday night match against North Texas FC, and then made his way back to the Upstate just a few days later for last night's match against North Carolina FC. We're going to show you or talk to Dallas about that whirlwind of a trip and what it meant to get that dub last night. So make sure you stick around for that. Of course, your text is open, 71307. Texter says ESPN, a 40 spot? Isn't that what it costs to park at Magic City? Yes, which is why the dream of Magic City Wings may have come to its conclusion, unless one of y'all is dropping me a Benji to sponsor the trip for me and Lonzo to go to Magic City to eat these wings. Yeah, the dream is dead. The dream is dead. Lonzo texted me yesterday. He was like, dude, I cannot wait to get to Magic City and try these wings. So, very much looking forward to that little excursion.
That is not funny.
844-477-3776. Real quick, a couple of stories I want to run through real quick because we've only got a couple of minutes to get out in time for Dallas J. A little disappointed. So U.S. Open's underway at Torrey Pines, and apparently the USGA, which is the team that organizes the U.S. Open, at Torrey Pines this year, they offered to pair Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau together. And for those of you that have not been following the story, these two cats have put together quite the little rivalry. And there are some people who believe, myself included, some people who believe that this I don't know, rivalry, I guess, is a bit scripted. And I'm in that group, right? I've said I think it's quasi-professional wrestling-ish in that I think these two dudes are basically generating clickbait rivalry stuff, primarily because the PGA put together a $40 million pot this year, and the players that drive the most social interaction are going to get a chunk of that $40 million pot. So, no, it doesn't shock me at all in any way, shape, or form that you've got guys that are out there going off a script in order. But it almost seems like that there are times, and Zoe and I as wrestling fans will tell you, there are times when you get the impression that two guys in a wrestling rivalry, like they really genuinely don't like each other. And those are the stories we want to follow more than anything else. That's what this feels like. It genuinely feels like Brooks and Bryson don't like each other. And I think Bryson made a genius move. If it's fake, if it's real, I'm even that much more invested. The USGA said, hey, we'll pair Brooksy and Brycey together and let those guys go off on their own. And the story is, Bryson DeChambeau said no. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to play with Brooks Koepka. So they ended up putting them into separate groupings. Fingers crossed when we get to the Saturday and Sunday groupings, which are determined by scores, that those two guys will be right next to each other and will be forced to play with each other. That'll make it even better. I don't know, Zoe, there's like part of me that kind of says, man, I wish Bryson would have said yes and we'd have got to see him. But then there's another part of me that goes, having them choose to play together is not nearly as much fun as having them forced to play together when neither one of them wants to be there. I think that makes it more interesting.
Here's what I want to happen. I want one or the other to look at the score and realize that chances are they'll be paired and miss a putt on purpose and say that they missed the putt on purpose so they won't be in the same group with each other.
Could you imagine?
That is true hate right there.
I'd be down with that. I'd be down with that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we talked to Dallas J, goalkeeper for your Greenville Triumph, a 2-1 victory last night at home. Now they take onto the road to play Tormenta on Saturday, and then it's back home for another weeknight game next Wednesday against Ford Madison. We'll check in with Dallas J next on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. We are efforting Dallas J, goalkeeper for the Greenville Triumph. But, of course, the day after a match, there's a million and ten things going on. So we'll keep working on Dallas, and hopefully we'll get us to join us here in just a moment. From right now, of course, the Triumph last night ended up taking a 2-1 victory away from North Carolina FC. A tale of two halves. The first half, the Triumph just looked a little bit sluggish, frankly. And again, not a huge surprise, in my opinion, considering the amount that the Triumph have had asked of them. 3 weeks off, followed by a match on Sunday, and then turn around just a few days later and play another game shortly after that. That's a lot. That's a lot to ask of a team. So we'll see if we can get Dallas J lined up here in just a minute from now to chat with us about exactly what happened in the last couple of matches, how much it took out of that team in order to get a win last night and to fight through what they've had to fight through by being off for 3 weeks and then thrown into the midst of a very busy season. Again, working on Dallas J. Hopefully we'll get him on this segment. But if we don't, then we will reschedule for later in the show. So we'll see how that plays out coming up in just a moment from right now. In the meantime, our phone lines are open, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. You can text us at 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. 71307 is the number. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo Onward, and at ESPN Upstate. And join the live stream at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate or twitter.com/ESPN Upstate as well. So go back to what we were talking about just a second ago, and that is this rivalry. I want to talk about something that came up earlier in the show, and it's this thought that sometimes even traditional golf fans or baseball fans or whatever, we're all kind of looking for something a little bit different. We're all kind of looking for something a little bit different than what we are traditionally used to seeing. There was an article that went up earlier today. There was an article that went up earlier today about a team, a baseball team down in Georgia that our buddy P1 Keegan turned us on to a couple of days ago, and that is, of course, the one and only Savannah Bananas. And I was really intrigued by this article. And the reason I was so intrigued by the Savannah Bananas is not because they have a great name, is not because they have a great uniform with a green top that fades into a solid yellow bottom. It was not because they come out once a year and play a game in kilts as a tradition. It is because this team has broken the game of baseball down entirely from top to bottom. And I'm really genuinely fascinated by it, all right? I'm genuinely fascinated by it. They have created what they call banana ball. It's a different set of rules than traditional baseball. And they've done so in a way to not only speed up the game of baseball. Most Savannah Banana games are done in about 90 to 100 minutes. You're looking at top end, a game lasting an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. Some of the rules, for instance, no mound visits, all right? No mound visits. You can't go out to the hill. If a batter steps out of the box during his at-bat, then that batter is takes a strike, right? There are some fascinating rules they put into place. Oh, and my favorite is that instead of keeping score throughout a game, they play by a match play inning-by-inning format. That is to say, every inning is its own score. And so they reset the score at every inning. So if you go out and you win the first inning, then you win 1 point. First team to 5 point wins. First team to 5 points wins, all right? If it goes to extra innings, if no team can get five and they go to extra innings, then they end up at a point where they go into a 1v1 showdown. The field is cleared with the exception of a pitcher, a catcher, and a batter. And the showdown rules are this. The pitcher throws pitches to the batter. If the batter gets a hit, all right, the batter gets a hit into the field. If he can run the bases before the pitcher can run down the ball and get it back to home plate, then the runner scores. If the pitcher can strike out the batter or retrieve a hit and get it back to home plate before the runner scores, then the pitcher gets a point. They do that until there's three outs, and whoever scores the most runs in the extra inning wins. They have come up with this completely unique, it's still traditional baseball to some degree, but this very unique set of rules, different than anything else. So, as somebody who maybe just kind of tinkers in baseball during the playoffs and the World Series and all that, maybe doesn't do a lot of minor league ball, are you interested in this particular brand of banana ball that the Savannah Bananas have created?
Yeah, especially the showdown. Man, that sounds awesome. When it comes down to it, I'm just imagining the pitcher having to run into the outfield to try to get the – oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great, especially if there's a portly batter and there's a shot that the pitcher is an athlete enough to get out there and get the ball back. The anticipation, that would be great.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It'd be fantastic. Now, I was talking with Keegan about this because he for a couple of weeks now has been telling me, like, man, we got to get down. It's like 3.5 hours to Savannah. We got to get down for a bananas weekend. And I was like, ah, whatever, man. And then we looked it up. Dude, Lonzo. The Bananas sell out every game, every year with a wait list to get tickets, all right? Their whole goal is to have 0 minutes of nothing happening during a baseball game, right? They have a first base coach who dances to every song. They do on-field activities, including one that has a backlog of years where before the game, one Savannah Banana kid is chosen. They dress him up in a bananas costume. They play the Circle of Life, and they have a player lift him up to the crowd at home plate to kick. And this thing has such a following in Savannah, Zoe, that the moment that women in Savannah find out that they are pregnant, they submit their baby onto the wait list to be chosen as a game banana, a banana kid. And that wait list is years long because they only do it once per game. Years long is the wait list to have your baby listed as the banana of the game, dressed in a banana costume, and lifted by a player at home plate while the Circle of Life plays in front of the entire stadium. It is freaking nuts. But here's the thing. The guy who owns the team is a kid named Jesse Cole. His dad played in the pros. He's like 27 years old. He sold everything. He and his wife sold everything that they owned in Charlotte, moved to Savannah, bought the team because the team had zero interest in activity in Savannah, and turned it into this sideshow. He wears a solid yellow tuxedo and top hat to every game. And now the Bananas have a years-long season ticket wait list to be able to go see a Bananas game. It's years long. So my question, Lonzo, here is, as we talk about Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka having a rivalry unlike anything ever seen in the PGA before that is getting people into golf, when we talk about in Major League Baseball that so many fans, Keegan himself included, so many fans that have said the games are 3 hours. That's too much. There's so much dead time. It's boring, etc., etc. Do you think Major League Baseball and some of the other traditional sports, Lonzo, would be well served to start looking into, and I hate to put it this way because it just sounds bad when I say it, but do you think that some of the traditional sports ought to look into maybe creating a more circus-like fan environment in order to reinvigorate the numbers? I'm not saying for the Braves to go full banana ball when they're playing at Truist, but to have all the dumb little features and the players involved in stuff that more than just baseball, etc., do you think for the more traditional sports this would work at a professional level?
I do think it will work. I don't think they'll ever do it because this isn't, even though this variation of it is fairly new, minor league teams have been doing stuff like this for years and years to get people to come out to their stadiums, and it works. You would think that, but the major league is, especially MLB, they're real stodgy, they're real old-fashioned, they're real, you know, stuck in their traditions in a way that I don't think that they will ever do it.
Yeah, and you got to wonder. I mean, look, I've seen plenty of baseball games, and obviously this year and last year a little bit different because of the pandemic, but we know that in attendance numbers are not great for a team that's not a World Series contender. But here's this upstart little minor league team in Savannah that has sold out games for years. Now, I've yet to, and this is on me, unfortunately, but I've yet to make it to a Greenville Drive game. I've heard the attendance pretty good. For the drive top to bottom. That being said, I don't think, and this is not a shot because this is true of my minor league team, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos back down in Pensacola. They're in the same boat. The attendance is good, but if you watch a banana game, they could expand that stadium by 1,500 seats and still sell out. They could still sell out that stadium. I just wonder, as we watch this rivalry between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau that has become the PGA conversation on social media. It is a reason that people are tuning in to see Brooks and Bryson interviews after matches because these two guys are giving each other hell, and it's generating interest in a way that nothing in golf has done since Tiger Woods became the guy who broke out. Go back to Tiger. I would even argue to some degree that when Tiger broke out onto the scene and did what he did for golf, do you know why he did it? Do you know how it worked? It was because Tiger was different. It was because Tiger was young and hip and cool and not the traditional prototypical golfer. He was just different. And people went, wait, what is this dude? What is this guy? Who is this guy? This young, hip, ethnic dude with a million-dollar smile and a billion-dollar paycheck who's out there wrecking the traditional golf model. I told the story many times about how many times that I went out to the golf course back in my old studio. Our studio was just about a mile and a half away from our city's Muni course. And I would go back in the day, and my lunch break between my two midday shows would be to go to the Muni Rec, go to the range, and hit golf balls for 30, 45 minutes. And when Tiger was in his prime, and his video game threatened Madden to become the most best-selling video game at the time, you'd go out to the range, and all of a sudden, I saw young people. And I saw people of color out there hitting golf balls. The sport was opened to them in a way it had never been before. I'm not saying that's going to be the same result for Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, but I am saying that people are getting interested in ways they haven't been interested. Here's this baseball club down in Savannah, Georgia, that's gone absolutely nuts and created a cross between the Barnum and Bailey Circus and Major League Baseball, created their own unique rules of the game, and people are flocking to see them. Flocking to see them. I'm wondering if some of the traditional sports that are a little bit stagnant in the fan base at a point in time, at a point in history, where we have so many stagnant fan bases. I'm wondering just a little bit if maybe some of the big traditional sports shouldn't maybe look into coming up with some fresh blood and fresh ideas, because it's working for this club. And I had no idea until that article got published on ESPN, but I went, oh, hey, this is the club Keegan was telling me about. I should take a look at it. And I did. And it was un-freaking-believable what I saw. Unbelievable. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. Wrap up hour number one. We will try to reschedule Dallas later on in the show. Quick break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Our friends at QC Kinetics are here for the everybody, man. Here for the everybody. What do I mean by that? Well, look, we all suffer from chronic joint pain as we age. And if you're not old enough and you don't feel it yet, good on you, mate. But I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to happen. That's why you need to be in touch with QC Kinetics. Because if you are the type of guy or gal that has to go lift boxes every day, climb up and down ladders every day, carry stuff around the office every day, you know as well as I do that eventually, let's be real, it starts to hurt a little bit. It starts to hurt a little bit. It starts to get a little bit painful. It's unfortunate, but it's true that it's something that all of us eventually have to deal with. We have to deal with the fact that those chronic joint pains are coming. There's nothing you can do to stop it until now. Now you can talk with our friends at QC Kinetics. You don't have to get surgery. You don't have to be put under anesthesia. You don't have to be taken under in order to feel better. They have non-surgical regenerative therapy that helps to replace and repair that connective tissue in your joints and to retrain your body about how to grow it and how to repair it more efficiently. Don't believe me? Go to QCKinetics.com, 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 or call them at 864-448-3772. Mention the Rob Brown Show. Get that first consultation for free. 864-448-3772. It's our friends at QC Kinetics. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate wrapping up hour number one. Speaking of the devil, the guy who brought this thought to my brain, he was the one that was telling me about the bananas, and then I started reading about that, and it kind of clicked with the combination of the discussion about Brooks and Bryson going into the U.S. Open. that maybe it's a good opportunity for some traditional sports to kind of lean into a little bit of that circus mentality. P1 Keegan is on the line. Keegan, welcome to the show, brother. Glad to have you, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Had some thoughts about the bananas and just sports in general I wanted to share.
Fire away. All yours. So
I think the Savannah Bananas have really got a hold of an idea that more teams and leagues can really just take advantage of, because I think it's the reason why the Bananas do so well, the reason why some minor league teams do better than others. Heck, it's the reason why your show does so well, is because you realize it's not about you, and you make it about the people attending, or you make it about the people listening. It's about the fans. I think the NBA and just ratings in general have recently found out that people don't need sports like the league thought that they did. The reason why ratings are going down is because the teams feel like, oh, no, you come to us because you need us in your city, or you need to watch us for your entertainment. Well, it's not necessarily true anymore, especially after a pandemic. We've discovered that sports aren't the end-all be-all, and if there's nothing in it for the fan, if there's no reason for us to enjoy it or us to be a part of it, we're just not going to waste our money and time. That's half the fun of going to a sports game, is seeing yourself on the big screen or seeing yourself on camera playing the contest that they have, the little mini game that they have. People want to be involved. They want to feel like they're part of it, not just attending it. And I think that's what the Bananas do so well. They make the fans the central aspect of the game.
You know, that's a great point, Keegan. And, you know, it's funny to me because the sentence we all use is what? I love sports, or we love sports. We watch sports because we love sports. We don't love how much LeBron loves basketball. We don't love how much Freddie Freeman loves baseball. We love sports because we love sports, and we like seeing what people do within the sport. It's not about the sport. It's about what we like, and we like to be catered to. And you're right. This show is why Zoe and I have never turned away a phone call and never not read a text unless it's not FCC appropriate, which is frequently. We want it to be about the folks who are listening and enjoying, because, hey, that's what we're all here for. Keegan, appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.